The form was presented by the DeKalb Public Library, with most questions submitted in advance by community members. The most pressing issue in the district was unanimous for all the candidates. It's COVID-19 and its academic and mental health impact on DeKalb students. DeKalb recently allowed students to return 5 days a week for the first time since the pandemic shut down schools last spring.
The biggest thing is making sure children are feeling safe, but also making sure they're comfortable. And that's two different things.
That's candidate Amanda Harness. She works for a scientific distribution company and wants to bring her corporate experience to the board. Tony Martin is an activist and educator who taught at the Kishwaukee Education Consortium. He stressed how vital mental health support is and how he'd like to make it a priority for everyone in the district.
We need to put a renewed emphasis on the mental health of our students by having more counselors in the building. I'm willing to admit that I suffered complex childhood trauma and I didn't have access to a counselor, and I wish I did. And I don't want that to happen to our students. I also think we should be looking at how counseling can benefit our teachers.
Jose Jaquez is a member of the National Guard and served as a school resource officer in DeKalb for 12 years. He says as students return in person, it's time to reckon with overstuffed classrooms.
We're dealing with upwards of 25 to 32 students in a class. That is, for the most part, unmanageable.
Each of the candidates spoke about focusing on equity and meeting students where they are. Daisy Ramirez is an educator and parent of a middle schooler in DeKalb who talked about creating a strategic plan that aligns with the district's diversity plan.
I'm excited for students to feel themselves reflected, validated, and supported by the teachers in the districts and the district members, but also within the curriculum.
Right now, more than half of DeKalb students are Black and Hispanic, yet they make up only 9% of the district's teachers. The district's new superintendent, Minerva Garcia Sanchez, says that diversity plan was one of the key reasons the district stood out to her in the first place. Arielle Owens is the assistant director at Northern Illinois University's Gender and Sexuality Resource Center. She talked about how she's excited to work with the new superintendent.
I would follow her lead. She is a justice-oriented leader. She's highly qualified. I also would be eager to share my own feedback. I was a part of a research team where we studied access and retention for students of color, and I feel like a lot of the information could be transferable to teachers as well.
Owens also said she wanted to make sure the schools are utilizing their connections at NIU.
There's a really great opportunity for mentorship. There's a lot of student organizations who they love to get their service hours in through mentoring. So as we're seeing more students of color and LGBTQ students within the district, connecting them with people who are older and are successful, because, you know, if you can see it, you can be it.
Jose Jaquez says the board should use its platform to engage parents in the community more.
We have public meetings to where we can celebrate parents that actually take part or the volunteers that help. And we can reward them for their efforts publicly, let them know that it's appreciated.
As COVID-19 has canceled events like football games and theater productions, one community member asked about the candidates' commitment to the arts, which they all agreed was essential.
Funding the arts is paramount.
That's Tony Martin.
I work at an alternative to expulsion school, and we don't have an art program, and I just started one. And the kids love it. And I think that's so important.
Amanda Harness agreed and said they should use tech they've utilized during the pandemic to make programs more accessible for parents in the community.
One of the nice things with what has been going on with e-learning is having the ability to start being creative. If there's an elementary school play and parents are invited, maybe be able to stream that.
The candidates were also asked about property taxes and if they'd commit to not raising them. Daisy Ramirez says she'd never want to raise taxes, but she doesn't see it strictly as a burden.
I'm part of that group that pays taxes as a homeowner here. So that's never the intention. However, whenever I do actually pay taxes, I see it as an investment to our children. I see it as an investment to our community. I see it as an investment to our teachers.
The candidates expressed their appreciation for each other over the course of the campaign, saying they were glad to know the district would be in good hands regardless of the outcome. That outcome should be known after the election this coming Tuesday. I'm Peter Medlin.